Hello, and welcome to the first part in this series of Pop Genii. That's plural for Pop Geniuses. Over the next 5 minutes and the following series, I'll break down for you some of the most complex creations of Pop's cleverest practitioners. I'll reconstruct these masterpieces before your very ears to show just how they might have been made. Although you or I will never know quite what it's like to have such talent, I hope that this program will bring us closer to the stars who so deserve our love and attention. Today's featured pop genius is LMC, aka Lee Monteverde. His single, Take Me to the Clouds Above, was one of the biggest selling records of 2004, shifting around a quarter of a million units worldwide. Just to jog your memory, here's a quick clip. To understand the inspiration behind the profound brilliance of Take Me to the Clouds Above, it might be useful to imagine our hero, Lee, coming back from a fairly heavy session in the pub with his mate Dave. Just picture the scene. Dave's plugged in his brand new iPod Shuffle, and the pair are enjoying the random mix thrown out from Dave's MP3 collection.
Hey Dave, I should do a dance remix of this. This bass line could be pumping.
Yeah!
Oh, what's gonna be next? Oh, I love this tune. Good old Whitney.
Lee! You should do a dance remix of this too!
Yeah! Hey, the chord structure of this song is the same as the U2 one.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And little did they know it, but that was the moment that changed the face of music for at least 2 months at the start of 2004. But how did Lee get from that to this? Well, that's what I'm here to try to show you. So, he probably would have started with the bass line, that famous riff from U2's With or Without You. I'm not sure that this is the riff. It's not really a banging, is it? Ah, there we go. Now, if you could just increase the tempo a little bit, please, Mr. Engineer. Perfect. Now, if you'd like to drop in the Whitney Houston record. Oh, that doesn't sound right. Could you just pitch it up a little? No, one more semitone. There we go, thank you. I'm not sure if that really works with this 80s backing. Could we lose it, please? Now, unlike LMC, I can't afford a session singer, so I'm going to have to settle for Whitney Houston, so please do forgive me if it sounds a little bit strange. Oh dear, she sounds like she's in a bath. Could you maybe add a bit of echo? Getting there. That's it. So, we've just added a generic house beat, a little bit of guitar and some synthesizers to pad things out, and there you have it, a fairly good approximation of LMC's version of Take Me to the Clouds Above. All it needs is a little bit of polishing and some mastering, and another work of genius is complete. I hope that today's programme has helped you get some understanding of the complexities of the genius behind LMC vs U2's Take Me to the Clouds Above. Next week we'll be looking at the genius of Special D, who came up with the smash hit We Are Raving. Oh, actually I've still got 30 seconds so I could just do it now and then I'll get next week off. Okay, yeah. So, this guy's Special D, he's drugged up to the eyeballs and he hears this song, We Are Sailing. As he reaches a state of euphoria, he has a flash of inspiration only attainable through copious consumption of mind-altering drugs. He thinks,
hey, this song could be about raving. Let's change the words to raving.
And that was the stroke of genius which us mere mortals could only dream of achieving. Changing the word sailing to the word raving, getting a chipmunk to sing it, and adding a big, fat beat. The rest, as they say, is history. If you have any pop songs whose genius you'd like us to deconstruct, please email studio@birth.co.uk. And remember, kids, don't try this at home.